Between 12 to 20% of youth are in solitary confinement at any given time at the youth prisons, and nearly 200 incidents of pepper spray use were reported through the first 10 months of 2016, compared to 45 during all of 2015. Jim Moser is the director at the Wisconsin Council of Children and Families. He says there may be instances in which isolation is needed.
Occasionally needing to separate a youth for safety reasons, a youth who's, poses some immediate risk to other youth or to staff may need some separation for a period of time till that can be solved. Otherwise, there really has to be a sort of a more comprehensive behavior management system.
The Department of Corrections declined to comment due to the pending litigation. Ross Terrell, Wisconsin Public Radio.